Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. I'm Paco.
I'm George. And you're listening to What's Up.
Yeah, this is our every other week episode where we just kind of catch up with our listeners, and it's very informal, and we just have fun, and we talk about documentaries, and we talk about what we've done for the week and some shows, and actually also and what's coming up next week with one of our proper episodes.
Yeah, and next week we have a doozy for you. It's Werner Herzog's birthday. Happy 75th birthday, Werner Herzog.
How would Werner sing happy birthday?
I don't think he would sing. It would be more of a melancholy ode.
Yeah. One of my favorite families I used to stay with when I was a kid, their father would sing happy birthday like this. He'd go, happy birthday, happy birthday. Sin and sorrow fills the air, death and sickness everywhere. Happy. So I feel like that's what Werner would do.
That sounds like, yeah, that does sound very much like. Also, maybe that was smart. He basically didn't want to violate the copyright of the original birthday song. Because if you know that that is, there's several generations of a school teacher makes money off
not
the birthday
song. Not any longer,
now.
Though. I think they released it.
Oh, did it just lapse? Oh, they released their copyright hold. That's why every weird restaurant had those weird birthday songs. Because they weren't allowed to. ASCAP BMI would come after
them.
They
just clap it. That's funny. But anyway, so, yes. So next week, we talk to our good friend and talented writer, performer, comedian, poet, Bucky Sinister, is on SupDoc.
And My Best Fiend, there's a German name for it, but it is the story of Werner Herzog and his tumultuous working relationship with Klaus Kinski, the actor, madman, and it is Bucky's favorite documentary.
And he talks about it in with such passion. He watches it, it seems like, at least once a year. And he loves Werner Herzog and obviously Klaus Kinski. And it's a great talk. We had a great talk with Bucky. And Bucky's one of those kind of guys who's lived 3 to 4 lives already. And he's extremely interesting and articulate and funny. And he was a great talk. And this was really fun. And it was one of those episodes where it was fun to talk to Bucky before we started recording. It was fun to talk to him about the doc. And then we went to lunch with him and even had a great lunch talk with him. The man has so many stories. It's incredible. Bucky's great.
Yeah. I thought about recording our lunch, but then I was like, you know, that's overkill. and that's, we got to save that for when Bucky does his podcast of all the crazy stories he's lived through.
Lord.
So that's going to be next week. And let's play a clip of Bucky doing stand-up. This is from his album, What Happens in Narnia Stays in Narnia.
Okay, let me tell you, last weekend down there, I've known the owner since like fucking 90 whatever. I've known him a long time, and he is a good friend of mine, but I cannot go to his fucking store anymore. All right, like the first year I got sober, like one of the things you have to do is you have to find something to do, right? You need like a distraction for yourself, okay? Because like I didn't know what to do after like 8 p.m. Like I just I'd stop forgetting what it was like to be conscious after it got dark. I was drinking like a pint of whiskey every day and another pint at night. So that was kind of the problem. I was passing out a lot there. And then when I got sober, I was like awake all the time and needed stuff to do. So I just started watching movies. Like every day I go there and get like 2 movies a night. I didn't think it was a big deal, but apparently 2 movies is a lot. But seeing as how I have binge behavior, it's not really that big of a deal. Okay, so I go there and I think, you know what? The more I go to Lost Weekend, the better they'll treat me, right? I'll be like the star customer. I'll get every movie in a particular section alphabetically. Like I'll just go through and get everything, And I thought, well, you know, if I keep going, they'll start treating me better. But what happens is they actually start treating you worse because they know no matter how shitty they are to you, like, you'll just come back for more. So they can just keep being more and more horrible to you. And it's like, you know, I don't know why they were so mad at me. It's like, maybe it's because, like, you know, they didn't like my choice of movies or whatever. It's like, okay, look, I'm sorry I didn't go over to the indie film section and get your Pixel Vision remake of Fitzcarraldo. But look, you know, I want to watch Pootie Tang again. I know I've written it 3 times this month, but it's a fucking good movie. Sadate, motherfucker. Yeah. You know, like, that's a fucking, like, a rewatcher, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. So that is episode 67, and that is with Bucky Sinister and my best fiend, Werner Herzog, Klaus Kinski. It's going to be awesome. Tune into that.
On Monday, so, September 4th. And
yes,
that's Labor Day.
It is
Labor
Day.
Or as I like to
Day.
Call it, Memorial Day, because I can't yes. tell the difference. But no, Labor, celebrating the labor union and the right to protest. Speaking of the right to protest, Paco, what did you do yesterday?
Well, I went to the counter protest for the weird white nationalist prayer thingy that happened in San Francisco. Well, actually, didn't happen at all. But yeah, I went to counter protest the gathering of them, and they were supposed to be at Chrissy Field, and then that got canceled, and they were supposed to be at Alamo Square Park, but then that got canceled, and then they ended up giving a press conference at some weird home in Pacifica.
Oh, they did.
That was,
of course, Pacifica.
Yeah. That was the whereabouts unknown kind of thing. Like, they didn't say mm-hmm. where it was going to be. And I actually, before we started recording, I watched some of the press conference. It's a big, they seem like a sketch comedy group more than anything. It's just.
Well, they're confusing because they are they aren't all white. Like, there's Latino and black people in it. And it's confusing. I'm still trying to understand the ideology of Patriots Prayer. Also, to clarify, they canceled Chrissy Field
yes.
themselves. They were just like, we're yes. scared. And then they were like, we're going to do Alamo Square press conference. And then SFPD shut down
yes.
Alamo Square.
Yes.
But I think they just let people go through if they're walking their dogs.
You couldn't. No, they had a huge perimeter around Alamo Square Park. You couldn't get anywhere really. I mean, you could get kind of close to it, but they had it shut down completely. And it was great. It was great to be a part of, and it was great to see so many people coming out and just saying no to hate, no to Nazis, no to white supremacy. You know, so it was pretty awesome. Yeah, I was glad to take part. And then
yeah.
To put a nice, delicious icing on that no hate cupcake, I went to the Castro Theater to see a sold out West Wing Weekly podcast taping with special guest Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. And George, I Ooh. Shook Aaron's hand after the show.
Oh.
Yeah, and whoa. I feel like maybe he was going to slip me a bag of cocaine, but he didn't. That would have been cool.
Yeah, and didn't our producer, Will, do the engineering for that show?
He sure did, which I didn't know until last night. but yes, George, our engineer, is also the engineer extraordinaire for Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest, which is one of the best comedy festivals in the country. Those guys.
Nay the world. Yeah.
Nay the world. Those guys, they never cease to fucking amaze me. And this is not just pandering, because it is pandering. However,
because you're doing one of their shows coming
yeah,
up.
I am. Speaking of which, nice segue. But I just love them. I just love people that undersell and over deliver. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do, because they're like, oh, it's just a podcast taping, but Aaron Sorkin's going to be there. And then. Aaron Sorkin was talking about CJ in one of the episodes, and they're like, wish we had Allison Jenny to talk to. And then they're like, oh, wait, we do. And then she came out, mm-hmm. and then she was talking about her assistant on the show, Carol. And she's like, I always had to call her, like, Carol. And then when she did that, that actress came out, which was mm-hmm. awesome. So it was a great taping.
And it's a sold-out Castro show.
Yeah.
So some people are making money in the podcast world, you guys.
And
we've heard that there is.
Right.
There's rumor that that's happening.
And other podcasts are talking about the people who make money in podcasting, which is us.
Yeah, we are. Speaking of making money in podcasting.
Yes.
Another segue. I'm teeing them up.
You're doing great.
It's T-ball. Yeah. It's T-ball, Paco. You can knock this one out of the
Speaking
park.
Of making money and just trying to keep the lights on in the SupDoc office, Patreon. Please go to our Patreon page. We're not – begging is not beneath us. Groveling is not beneath us, but it does certainly help. And it's patreon.com/supdocpodcast.
All right. What else do we want to talk about? What documentaries have you been seeing lately, Paco?
I've been watching quite a few because I love football. Football's coming up, so I've been watching these football documentaries. I watched the a Hard Knocks series on the Arizona Cardinals, which was pretty cool. It was like embedded documentary filmmakers spending pretty much all preseason. Or all season, rather, with the Arizona Cardinals. But I watched on HBO the Defiant Ones, which I it's very slick. It's, of course, they have lots of money behind them to make a very slick documentary. But it's really good. And I feel like nowadays with technology and just some budget, like, it's kind of hard to make a shitty documentary anymore.
Well, they just have access to, like, anyone that those guys are mutually friends with, like, which is, okay, so Defiant Ones is HBO, and it is Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah, from Interscope Records. And it's about their relationship, and it's about Dr. Dre, how he became Dr. Dre, and how Jimmy became Jimmy. And, you know, they're both billionaires at this point.
Because they sold Beats to Apple.
They sure did. And I think just from production money points, as they say, on the back end, they would probably be close to a billionaire at this point anyways, just from the stuff they produced. But it's one of those docs that kind of – it's kind of flirty. It's sassy because there's this thing I've been seeing lately in docs, which is like when the camera rolls and they let the person who's being interviewed sit there while maybe they think about their next shot. So they use those expressions to be a response to something that another talking head is saying, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So another talking head will be like, I don't know, it was crazy. There was cocaine everywhere. And they'll use like a cutaway from the person.
Stevie Nicks.
Right. Just kind of staring at the camera. Like, but you put on her face like, oh, hell no. Or something. You know, it's like, I've seen that lately with docs. It's kind of an interesting style, but it's really good. If you're into music, if you're into hip hop and you know, rock and roll, and
if you want to see a lot of pianos and mansions, that's every setup is like, oh, do you want to see my foyer? Should we?
Jesus, right?
Should we have the piano? We'll just sit in front of the piano so I can play a little bit of Dr. Dre in here.
And then it makes me think, like, either I don't work hard enough or I'm just not talented. One of the two, like, or both, I guess.
Well, there is timing is a lot of the factors in what happened with those guys. I mean, definitely both incredibly hard workers. And I'm not finished with the series. I think I'm midway through episode two because I got into it and then I started to, I'd already seen a lot of the Dr. Dre stuff in both Hip Hop Evolution and in Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff gets addressed. Jimmy, I didn't know much about. I know that he was like, he worked with Springsteen. He worked with everyone,
Tom Petty. I mean, everybody. Yeah.
Engineering and then producing. And then I didn't know about his, he had a thing with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, he and Stevie Nicks.
They were really into each other.
Yeah.
Seems like. So.
Rock and roll, baby. I also watched I Called Him Morgan, which is about Lee Morgan, the trumpeter, the Blue Note trumpeter guy, who's one of my all-time favorite jazz musicians. I love Lee Morgan. Really great doc. It's on Netflix. It's about Lee Morgan and his life and, you know, what ultimately led to his demise and his wife. It's a pretty interesting doc. It's a low budget doc, which is kind of like what I'm into lately. Nowadays, like I keep watching these really slick looking docs and I'm like, it just seems kind of like eye candy. But
yeah, I mean, I've not seen that one. I've seen it in my Netflix queue. It's popped up. So that's a good reminder to check that one out.
Absolutely.
The last two docs I watched, one was not available on any streaming service, which I was surprised by, which Citizen 4, which won the Academy Award, I want to say 2014. Is that when that won the award?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And because I was just like curious, I'd known about this for a long time, and I was not really up on the entire Edward Snowden like backstory. And it really, that's fascinating. Have you seen it?
I have. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, because it was all stuff from before. It was all stuff where the filmmaker, he chose out, he sought out that filmmaker because she had ended up on some watch lists. And her and Glenn Greenwald and the third guy whose name, he only appears briefly in Citizen 4, they have that website, The Intercept, now. Which if you check, The Intercept is all, like, you know, deep investigative journalism stuff. So it's like they kind of took stuff from winning the Oscar and then going this other, like, let's find support for long-form investigative journalism. So that was really interesting and scary as fuck. And I put tape over all of my devices, over all my cameras. Now I have devices.
You know,
I have
what?
Tape over them.
Here's an interesting story. I did that too. I put a piece of scotch or a piece of tape over my camera lens on my computer, and I literally heard someone go, "Hey."
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Something to that.
It was a guy in a van behind you.
I heard a van take off.
I mean, I've also like been like up, like I don't think that we are under any particular scrutiny because of what we do.
Yeah.
But it is also totally legit paranoia. I mean, like, I have friends that are like paranoid, but I'm like, what are they gonna do? Like, like hack your picture of your dog?
Right.
You know. But in the scary thing is that it's not up to us, like, what they do with it. And I'm entering. There's so many conspiracy holes you can go down these days.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have a, should we say anything about what we're doing in October? Or should we save that?
Hell yeah, we should. No, shout it from the rooftops, baby.
Okay, so October, we are going to be doing all music documentaries.
Yay!
We're calling it Rocktober.
Yeah, we are.
And I know for sure that we have an episode on Devil and Daniel Johnston.
Yes.
And we're going to put that out. And a couple more things that are not yet in the can.
But big.
That are going to be surprises.
Big surprises. We can also use the, for those about to dock, logo for the Rocktober.
Yeah. One. We do have another logo set up for that.
So that'll be fun.
I think we used it for Heavy Metal Parking Lot, actually.
I think we might have. Yeah. And we also, hopefully, we'll get into Sketchfest again. We applied, so we'll find out about that soon. So if everyone who's ever come to our live SupDoc Sketchfest shows, you'll know they're lots of fun. And we show a short doc, and then we have a fun panel of comedians, and we talk about the doc, and we have fun. It's in a bar, so there's drinks and food, and it's just tons of fun.
If we do it this time, we may not show the whole doc and just use clips because we have a little bit of a game plan for this one. So, yeah, hopefully that's in January. Is it February now? It's all January now, huh? Everything's now in January. They wanted to avoid overlapping the Super Bowl and the Oscars. So, yeah. Speaking of Sketchfest, Paco, what shows do you have coming up?
I have a ton, actually, in September. I'm working on a new 45-minute set, so I've been trying to get booked a lot and working on some new material. But with that being said, a very special show, September 5th, the day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September 5th, at the Punchline. It's a benefit show for one of the workers at the Punchline who's got, unfortunately, stage 4 colon cancer. So we're trying to raise money for him to keep his cancer treatments going and his very expensive stays in the hospital. This is for Damien, who is one of the beloved door guys at the Punchline. Yeah, it's so sad. Oh, he's so great. Such a great guy. And it's basically like his favorite comedians are up on stage. So it's a great night of comedy. Lots of great comedians. Caitlin Gill's involved. Myself, Drew Platt. It's a great lineup for a really great cause. So please, if you're in San Francisco, come to the Punchline September 5th.
Yeah, let's put a link. We'll put a ticket link in the show notes to that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. That's a great idea. And then I have my show. The Charm Offensive will be at the Punchline later in September. I'll be at Comedy Day.
Oh, cool.
Which is awesome. It's one of my favorite days of the year. Anyways, you can just go to pacaromaine.com and all my shows are up there.
Yeah, right on.
How about you?
I should be, unless something intervenes, which is quite possible, I should be at Giant Robot Gallery on Thursday, the 7th of September. And that's going to be the awesome show I do monthly normally with Jesse Elias and Jessica Seeley. Jessica's out of town, but we got a good lineup. Sheng Wang is going to be there. Brendan Lynch.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Subha Agarwal, who I just met. She's a writer for Jim Jefferies' show. Ben Kalina is going to be in town. And, yeah.
Awesome.
Megan Keister, former guest of this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Real fun lineup.
Oh, BT Dubs, I watched Hyper Normalization yesterday. Jeez.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Where did you get a copy of that?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. You just watched off YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, the full 8 hours is on YouTube. I didn't know how long it was, and I kept going, oh, man, what a great doc, thinking that's it. And I'm like, oh, nope, another chapter.
It's a long documentary for sure. So what are your thoughts? What were your first thoughts about that?
I was pretty blown away. I mean, there is a lot of stuff I didn't know. Mm-hmm. It is from the BBC, so I trust it. People were speaking mm-hmm. with British accents, which means they're trustworthy. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I knew, and there's a lot of stuff I really didn't know. And then when you put them all together, it's pretty mind blowing.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, like, there was stuff I didn't. If for those of you who haven't seen it, like, it kind of covers, like, how did we end up in Syria? How did Putin come to power? How do we, and it's before Trump got elected, but it sort of ties those things into the rise of Donald Trump. And Adam Curtis is the only Adam Curtis film I've seen, but all of his films basically take a lot of, like, you know, news footage, found footage, and pop culture stuff and edits it together. Mm-hmm. Sort of like, they're very, like, essayistic.
Yes.
Yeah. Very so much. It's like, Adam Curtis, I got to see him introduce a movie at CineFamily a couple months ago. Whoa, there's some awful news about CineFamily. We do not need to get into in depth. Just Google it. Actually, there's a Jezebel article, if that gives you a hint of what's going on with what happened with the founder of CineFamily. He's no longer there. Mm. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Well, that was a dark way to get out of this. I mean, point being, Adam Curtis came to LA a while ago and had a really cool film series at a place that is now has a little bit of a tarnished reputation.
A little disruption.
No, the place itself does not. I don't think the place itself is to blame. It is certain bad actors that are very deeply involved in a thing that is a cool subcultural thing that, like, we're finding out every subculture has its dark shadows, and let's dial this back somehow and let's get into a positive. I mean, because what am I going to say? Listen next week, where there's nothing dark happens in Werner Herzog's movie. I can't say that,
yeah,
because it's a different level of darkness in that. But
but you should definitely listen to our talk with Bucky. And if you haven't seen My Best Fiend, if you can, try to watch it beforehand. It's not necessary because we talk about it in depth.
Yeah.
So let us educate you about that.
But it's a great way to celebrate Werner Herzog's birthday. There's a funny Twitter thing people are going to be tweeting like Werner Herzog that day.
Oh, nice.
For his birthday. So we're going to hopefully retweet some of those at you.
Yeah.
We
should just he should just be our patron saint. You know, mm-hmm. everything we do should be like Todd Glass always says to George Carlin when he's trying to mm-hmm. he's trying to tell the truth. So for us, it should be mm-hmm. to Werner Herzog, I'm telling the truth.
I'm going to tell you some very disturbing, uncomfortable truths. Yeah, right now.
Come sit in my lap and let me disturb you for a while.
Yeah. So that's coming up next week. Same Next week, same RSS feed, same RSS
That's
channel.
Right. Thanks for tuning.
It should be same RSS feed, same Slack channel.
That's extremely nerdy. The doc nerds have talked. Ooh, that's not bad, doc nerds. What do you think of that? You like that, George? Your silence tells a story by itself. All right, bye.
Yeah, bye.